A bipartisan group of congressmen this week introduced a resolution urging NASA to review its decision to abandon the Hubble Space Telescope. NASA announced in January that it was too dangerous and too expensive to keep the telescope going. Scientists and astronomers have staged protests, started letter-writing campaigns, and launched websites in an effort to save Hubble. Commentator Andrew Chaikin says he understands both sides of the debate.
Since Hubble was launched in 1990, it's been a discovery machine, letting astronomers see deeper and more clearly into the heavens than ever before. It's shown us amazing things, including the fact that some mysterious force is causing the expansion of the universe to speed up, something no one would have believed until Hubble discovered it. But now, Hubble needs help. It needs new batteries, gyroscopes, and other components, or it will die in 3 or 4 years. Space shuttle astronauts have saved Hubble before, and they could do it again. Astronomers are pleading with NASA to fly one more mission to Hubble. They want to keep Hubble going because no one can predict what it's going to discover next. But NASA wants to let go of Hubble and move on. They're thinking about how to accomplish the new space programs President Bush has called for, sending humans back to the moon and to Mars. Sending astronauts to Hubble would mean setting aside part of their budget, possibly at the expense of other science projects. And since the Columbia tragedy a year ago, NASA has decided the Hubble mission is too risky. I understand where NASA's coming from. Even probing the mysteries of the universe depends on everyday things like safety and budgets and resources. To do new things in space, NASA says, you've got to let go of the old things. But I can also understand why astronomers are fighting back. They don't want to lose the most extraordinary window on the heavens they've ever had. There's a bigger space telescope in the works, but it won't do the things that Hubble does. And it won't be ready until 2011. There's been such an uproar that NASA says it's willing to reconsider. The chairman of the Columbia accident investigation has agreed to give his own assessment of the risks involved. Now, everyone is waiting to see what NASA decides. When it does decide, NASA needs to understand something. Hubble doesn't belong to the scientists, or even to NASA. Hubble belongs to the public. And it's the public who needs to be told why it's too risky, or too costly, to fly one more mission to Hubble, if that turns out to be the case. NASA should share its reasoning with the public, no matter how complex it is. Hubble has given everyone, not just astronomers, a chance to confront the mysteries of the universe. That's why, if it turns out we need to let Hubble go, we also need to feel we are part of that decision.
The comments of science writer Andrew Chaikin.